Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
I feel like today's is a little bit deeper.
Easy.
Because it just is.
All right.
The question of the day is, name your biggest what if.
What if?
I know it's more of a statement, but you have to answer it.
Yeah, what does that mean, though?
Name your biggest what if. Like, what if I had done blank? What would my life be like? Or what if I had or had not done something? Your biggest what if. What if, DZ? Here's one for mine. And this isn't because I miss it, but I am curious. What if I was still married?
Ah.
Or what if I didn't stay at Kiss FM for 20 years? Where would I be now?
What would you be doing?
And my goal was to keep moving, and I ended up falling in love with this city and staying.
Why would you move?
But what if I had not stayed at Kiss? Where would I be today? There's things like that. I'd be in a different city.
I don't want to think about that.
I don't either, because it wasn't meant to be.
Plenty of people in the car like, nope, I'm not thinking about it.
Allie, you're a mom. Be quiet. But what if, you know, what's your biggest what if? It's usually when you do a what if, it's a regret or a wonder. Like, what if I had married my high school sweetheart? Something like that.
Yeah, right? Something that you're like, where would my life be moment?
So even though I'm perfectly content with my life, my biggest what if, it's the two. What if I was married?
Mm-hmm.
Still, what would my life be like? I can't even picture it because I'm 10 years out. I can't even picture having kids and being married. It doesn't even make sense in my mind.
Like. Right.
And maybe that's why I have no relationships, because but you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I can't imagine that life, nor do I miss it or envy it. I'm completely good.
I get it.
But I also, what if I had not stayed in Milwaukee? Where would I... You know, these are the what ifs.
Do you have a theory, I guess, on... Because the married thing is like...
I actually think it's... I don't care, because I feel like I would not be a better person if I was still married.
Mm-hmm.
Just because I wouldn't have gone through all the stuff I went through that
the
made
changes.
Me better.
Yeah.
It wasn't the marriage or the... It was everything.
You like this, Allie.
Yeah,
we
this
like
is
this,
way
Allie.
Better
we're
than
good.
That. Yeah, we're good.
But
we're good.
As far as like saying, had you not been here, do you think... you have an idea of what coast, what city, where you'd be.
Hopefully west.
If in the country.
No
hopefully,
clue.
Hopefully warm.
Yeah, but no matter what you say, it's where the job openings are,
and
you know?
And at the end of the day, it doesn't matter.
I moved all over the country in my 20s doing radio. You know, I lived in Albuquerque. I lived in Vegas. I lived in Wausau.
Yeah.
And then I came here and I just thought I would keep moving until I was, you know, in New York or LA, you know, the dream.
You never know what this line of work is going to entail or where it's going to take you because it can't go anywhere.
It can go anywhere.
Truly anywhere.
But it worked out and now I'm where I'm supposed to be. Okay, yeah. So now that I explained your biggest what if.
What if?
Because I know you have to think about it a little.
Yeah.
What is your biggest what if, DZ?
I'd have to say, you know, sitting on it, stewing while you were kind of talking about yours, mm-hmm. I'd have to say my biggest what if is, what if I joined the military?
That's a good one.
What if?
Did you try to or were you going to? Or did you consider it?
I had strongly considered it at one point. College mm-hmm. wasn't really in my wheelhouse. I wasn't really knowing what was going to happen next. I was more worried about my next steps in life. And at the point that I was at, I was still under, you know, like my green card.
Yeah.
Still had all these things. So it's like I could technically enlist, but I wasn't a U.S. citizen. So some of the things that Latinos and other people from other countries will understand is when you enlist in the service, part of what you get is your U.S. citizenship.
Mm-hmm.
So I was thinking, man, like, if that's, I guess, what I got to do, sir, you know,
that serve you were thinking the country, that was the only way to get your citizenship.
Serve the country that served
so annoying.
Me. It was taking so long. It was such an arduous process.
That's what I mean. You feel like you have to go fight in a war to just get your citizenship.
We moved here when I was 3.
You've been here your whole life, yeah.
I was 17, turning 18 at the time, going, still waiting?
Ridiculous.
Dang, okay, well, I guess I'll, you know, join the military, do what I got to do, serve the country that served me. You feel me? And after some time, a friend and I
these
were like,
are the days
you're
like, what's with the system.
We're gonna
you
do
know?
The right. Well, right.
That's another topic for another day.
And we talked long and hard. Me and a friend of mine were like, we're gonna do the buddy system, join one of the branches. Hoorah, hoorah, one of them.
Whichever one that is. No, so, and then what?
And then, you know, slowly started getting some interest to play sports from schools, and people started hitting me up. And then college became a reality. And I went, well, if I can go to college and I can realistically afford it. Right?
Yeah.
I started exploring all options when I didn't feel like I only had one option.
Oh, that's so good because you would have gone to the military,
easy.
Which you would have had a fine life and you would have probably made a lot of money and had a career, but you would never be where you're supposed to be and you would have felt lost.
Though? Who would I be?
I don't know. I can't even picture you because you're such a like creative brain and like artist. Like I can't picture you in the military. Like that is not for the artiste in us. I mean, that is just not. That is for the type A, you know, personality.
Straight up. And thinking about my wife, thinking about my baby.
Would you even be with Aaron?
That's what I'm saying. Like, because me and Aaron, realistically, we've known each other since middle school. If you don't know, my wife and I have known each other for a very long time.
Yeah.
But the thing is, we didn't really start talking until the end of high school for me. Mm. Right?
Right,
so
right,
had I enlisted, who knows what would have shook, because I wouldn't have been around that summer.
Well,
I wouldn't have gone. I would have been going to college. She wouldn't have been coming up to visit. It's not like we would have just moved across the country together. We had just been dating only a couple months when college started.
But nothing seems right now that you have your babies.
No, none
that's
of it seems right.
The way I am. Like with my kids, like I would never have taken any other path. Once you have your kids, you're like, oh, well, that's why it had to be this way, right?
Yep. Biggest what if, but no regrets.
No regrets. Same.
Because I'm like, what if? Because I really was going to do it.
If you had gone into the military, your life would be so different.
I definitely wouldn't have this beard, I'll tell you that.
Yeah. You would not have this. You wouldn't even live here.
High and tight.
You'd
who
live
knows?
Somewhere else. No, you would live somewhere else because you would have been on a base.
Who knows if I'd even be in this country? Think about it. I speak fluent Spanish.
You'd be bilingual. They would have,
Who knows where my life would have been?
Dang.
I could have been like a special secret operative.
Dude, what if I joined the military? I speak a quarter Spanish. Where would they put me?
At the help desk.
Not the bilingual one. All right. 414-533-1037. We're talking about what is your biggest what if. Name your biggest what if. People are getting deep on the text this morning.
Ooh, I love it.
Wow. What if I would have not tried to end my life?
Yo.
What would my mental health look like? Would I have not gotten the help I needed? Oh, that is some deep stuff, and I'm here for it.
That's
because mental health is stuff.
That's a Band-Aid rip right there. That's a reality check. That's right.
Deep. Okay. Angie in Lake Geneva said, I was going to go into the Coast Guard, then I got pregnant.
Oh.
What if she had not gotten pregnant? Angie's life. What if she had gone to the Coast Guard?
She'd be a Coast Guard right now.
Okay, and whoever texted in, what if gravity reversed itself? Now you're going too far, okay?
Okay, what were you doing this morning? Oh, you got up early, huh?
We'll take your calls next. Singing like, na 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 na, every day's like my
eyeballs stuck on replay, replay. Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
Wow, your texts are deep. What if I never got sober?
Oh.
What if I had gotten with my still now guy best friend, a friendship of 25 years? Well, you might not be friends anymore.
Seriously.
Or you might be married.
Who knows?
Who knows?
Who knows? The what ifs of life, right?
Mm-hmm. I said mine is, what if I was still married?
Mm-hmm.
What if I had not stayed at Kiss FM? Where would I be in the country? I just can't even.
Right.
You know, yours was, what if I had joined the military instead of going to college?
Would I be with my wife? Would I have our two boys?
It's so crazy to picture, right?
Oh, man.
What
wow.
if?
Wow.
Wow, I love the what if. The describe your biggest what if. Austin's in Kenosha. Let's start with him. Good morning, Austin.
Hey.
Good morning.
What's going on, man?
What's your biggest what if?
So my biggest what if is about 2 years ago, I ended up getting a divorce.
Mm-hmm.
I told myself that I wasn't going to get into another relationship right away. I was going to live the single life because I was with that girl for 8 years.
Uh-huh.
Out of high school to whatever.
Okay. Yeah.
And 4 months after I got divorced, this girl that I talked to before my ex-wife hit me up, and, you know, we started talking, and I was like, dude, why did I ever stop talking to this girl? And I just wonder, like, we have a baby boy now, 7 months old.
Ooh, he started getting butterflies.
He was,
and then he gave him baby flies.
And now everybody's crying and getting no sleep. How much fun it was.
Boy, but
what if you didn't have a baby?
And what if, like, I would have stayed with this girl, you know? Like,
right.
I would not have the band I have now, and it just paved the thing, to be honest.
Right.
Right.
Right. Sitting back on it, no regrets, but you think and go, whoa, what if?
But Austin, I get it, because I go, what if I'm still married? I'm like,
right.
I don't think I would want that life,
mm-hmm.
you know? It's
I
just not, and it was not even bad, you know? It was bad at the end. But I was I'm just a
and
better person.
I was going to say, where you're at now is what makes you realize.
My growth was being more independent, yeah.
That part.
For sure. Austin, I love it. Well, Austin's got a baby.
Yeah.
What if he hadn't dated her?
What if he wouldn't have that baby?
What if he did not get all the feels one night, and, you know.
What if he hadn't have gone back on his word of staying single for a while?
What if they use birth control?
Oh! All right, too many what ifs. Austin, we love it. Thanks for sharing,
Austin,
man.
We're happy for you. Have a good day.
Yep, thank you.
Peace, brother.
Karen's in Tishigan, and she's got her own theme song.
Wait, I got to find it. Oh, there it
sorry,
is.
There you go. You got it.
Hey, Karen.
Karen, are you the one who texted in and said, what if I didn't become a teacher and just stayed working at the casino as a dealer?
No, I'm not a teacher.
I like both jobs. I was being funny, but anyway.
What a life. What a life. What if I was still at the casino?
Karen, what's your biggest what if? Name it.
Okay, so way back in the day, my husband and I were struggling with infertility for like 7 years, and there was no reason that we couldn't get pregnant. We just wasn't happening.
Yeah.
But I wanted kids so bad, so I said, okay, enough. We decided to go down the international adoption route, and we ended up adopting two children at two different times from Russia.
Mm-hmm.
And I think every day, thank God I did not get pregnant, because if I would have gotten pregnant, I wouldn't have had those kids that I have today.
Aww. Karen.
It's like, you know, my girl's 25, my son's 21, and just think, if I would have gotten pregnant, I would have had some other things, but not these wonderful kids. No?
Some other things.
Some other baby. I don't know how they would have turned out, because my kids are great.
Karen, somebody did text in and say, what if I didn't get pregnant at 18? Like, thinking about, like, you know, if you did get pregnant young, on the flip, how different your life might have been in your 20s versus you were a young parent, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Or the opposite.
Mm-hmm. I thank God every day that, you know, I'm a big believer that everything happens for a reason, and I didn't get pregnant because I was meant to have these two kids.
Those are your
babies.
That's right.
Yep, those are my babies.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
all right.
It's
well,
a good one.
It is a good one, yeah.
That's
what if you hadn't struggled with infertility? You wouldn't have the kids you have now.
And wouldn't be as thankful as she is now, huh?
That part.
Yeah.
That's why it's
Karen,
good.
Appreciate you sharing. Have a great day.
Bye, Karen.
Okay, you too. Bye.
Somebody said, if you don't play What If by Kane Brown after this, we're not. Somebody else said, what if I never married the bipolar drug addict from Iowa? I'm not even going to...
Wait a
minute. She's killing me. I know.
You got bullet points for your what if?
Natalie, why'd you have to write that in?
Oh, you know who...
Of course I know who that is. Goofy, come on. She's funny. Let's go to Ebony, last but not least. Driving Pewaukee to Milwaukee, and she finally earned her own theme song. Every day I'm hustling.
Sound good, don't it?
I love your choice. Hustling, baby. I love it.
Hey, if you know me, you know I'm hustling.
Little Ricky Rose.
You are, because I picture you driving from work to home, still multitasking by calling us. She's got everything happening, her coffee.
Yeah. You got a big Rick Ross beard, just huh.
Yeah.
We're picturing the same thing, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Without the beard.
Oh.
Ebony, let's
go.
I just said I picture you so pretty because you're always so happy.
You know, we real pretty over here.
I was telling DZ, it's like love is blind. When you hear someone's voice and personality, you make up what they are in their head.
Right.
You are just smoking hot in my mind.
I mean, look at you.
Ebony, Allie's trying to take you on a date. Let's just call it what it is.
Girl, love is blind. Will you marry me?
Poor dating decisions, so we might as well.
She said we might as well.
We'd probably be happier.
Oh, Ebba.
All right, Ebony, for real, though. Yes. What is your biggest what if today?
Okay, y'all. My biggest what if is back in 2016, I lived in Atlanta. I fought so hard to go down there. Mm-hmm. I got a job, whatever. I got a house, everything. And all of a sudden, my mom calls me and says, you know, I really miss you being here. And at that point, I had to make a decision to move back to Wisconsin after not wanting to. Mm. And come to find out, 10 months later, my dad passes away.
Oh.
And if I would have never came home,
you wouldn't have seen your dad.
I would have never had those last 10 months with him that I didn't know that were going to be his last 10 months. And I would have never forgave myself.
That you now cherish and hold closer than almost anything.
Oh, yeah. My dad was everything for me and my siblings. I couldn't have had a better father.
That was your dude.
Yes.
I respect that.
Yeah, man.
You can hear, she said, you can hear it, man. Just the way you speak on the situation, Ebony.
What if you didn't move back?
Yeah, I miss him every day. I have a quote by him tatted on my arm that says, failure is not an option.
Boom.
I like it.
And that's why she earned her theme song. Failure was not an option.
Hustling. You know me.
Every day she hustling.
Thanks, Ebony.
Yes, but I love you guys. Thank you for the mental health every day. Y'all just keep doing what y'all do.
We love you too. I might just give you a bite of the sweetest pie. Real hot girls. Me and Dua Lipa finna get the party lit. .7 Kiss FM. Don't forget, we've got Pitbull tickets. He's coming with T-Pain.
Dolly.
The end of August to Summerfest Grounds to AmFam Amphitheater.
Dolly.
Those tickets are coming up within the next hour.
Dolly.
Mr. 305.
Dolly.
It's going to be such a good show.
I'm just saying that all night just so you know on the night of the show.
Fine with me because we're going to have a good time
show. I'm going to have a button-down shirt with no buttons up. Taco meat out just yelling,
taco
Dolly.
Meat. Oh, you're calling the chest hair taco meat.
It's taco meat.
So funny. All right, that's on the way in the next hour, but next we have What Would DZ Do, so don't go anywhere. And in the meantime, go to our website and win that $100 gift card to Stein's for your mom. Get her some flowers.
Mm-hmm, good ideas.
Yeah, 1037kissfm.com. Good morning. Wake up. Kiss FM.
You got a problem?
What, you got a problem?
No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
All right, so the problem today comes from a gentleman. A
gentleman by the name of Lewis.
Oh, really, Lewis? Yeah, what's the problem? Luis?
Lewis or Luis? Pretty sure it's Lewis.
DZ and I were just talking about how when he hears Lewis, he thinks of Luis in Spanish. And then he was like, how do you spell Lewis?
I was like, how do you even spell Lewis? Because he wants to be in the Kissmas Protection Program.
That's fine with me.
So
allowed.
We change Lewis to Louise. Oh, no, we changed Louise to Louis.
L-E-W-I-S, not to get it twisted.
Yeah, don't get it confused.
All right, what's his problem today?
Well, him and his family, they don't have enough parking at their place.
Well, that's annoying.
They're kind of wondering what to do. And I'm like, yeah, we gotta help Lewis out.
Reminds me of my East Side days. You're triggering me. Go on.
And that's exactly what it sounds like.
Pay for parking now. Okay, go. What's he say?
Lewis said, where we live, every apartment has an assigned parking spot. Our house consists of my life partner and our kid. So she parks in the assigned spot, which has when she has our son most of the times. Mm-hmm. We have been at this complex now well over 2 years without any problems. The only thing that has come up was after we moved in, our fridge stopped working, but that got fixed immediately. But recently, we've noticed that the amount of visitor spots that we have available to us have been taken up either quickly or some days like weekends. There's zero visitor parking all day, all night, leaving myself and many others to fend for themselves and risk getting your car either ticketed, towed, hit, or broken into on the street. Lovely, isn't it?
Good times.
The other day I got home shortly after 5 p.m. and there was no visitor spots again.
Ugh.
So what did I do? Like most people in the complex, pulled right back out to park on the street wherever possible. I stayed awake until after midnight waiting for a spot to open up with no luck. Fell asleep waiting, and in the morning when I was leaving for work, my car was gone. Obviously, long story
Lovely.
Short, you know where this is going. He said, long story short, car got towed again. Had to pay a hefty fine to get it out. Missed a few hours of work, which affects my pay. I'm angry, stressed, don't know what I'm supposed to do. Park on the roof? Help me out. What can
park
I do?
Park on the roof. Why not?
Lewis, sounds like you just solved your own problem.
I was listening because I was thinking about all the times, you know, you've had parking issues.
Nightmare.
Man. Well, especially if you live there. Mm. That would set me off.
It's the worst. And so we have a similar problem because at our house, we've only got one garage spot.
And two cars.
And two cars.
And street parking.
Dun da da da. Dun da da da. The conundrum.
Street parking, yeah.
Because then you got to be conscious of, alternate street parking, getting a parking pass.
Right.
I'd say, like, first things first, my man needs to make sure he's got a parking pass if he doesn't.
Because
a lot of people don't know that you got to have
a parking pass.
A permit.
Oh, my God. I dated this guy in my 20s, like a dummy, and he didn't tell me to get a parking pass.
Tickets.
And I got, like, 7 tickets.
Ticket.
And I was like, really?
That's people that don't know.
And I'd give them to him.
Like,
you should have told me to get a parking pass or call it in, my guy.
That stuff adds up.
Yeah.
And calling it in when you live there, that's a nuisance.
Mm-hmm.
We learned our lesson after
calling
not
it
knowing.
In is a pain, or going online or whatever you got to do. Yeah.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as maybe, I think I got an idea on how to get y'all more spots at your apartment complex.
What is it?
Hold on.
Have everyone else's cars towed?
Become a Karen. Call everybody's cars in.
Just act like they're not supposed to be there and get them towed and then park.
I got an idea, but it does involve getting your neighbors in the mix.
Ah.
It does.
Okay, all right, 414-533-1037. What should he do there? I don't have enough parking.
Lewis can't park his car. He keeps getting ticketed, towed, hit, or broken into.
And I actually have a theory about who's stealing the visitor spot every time.
You do?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Somebody who shouldn't be.
Ooh.
Yeah, somebody who lives there.
Oh, huh.
Like him. Hold on, we'll talk about it next.
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
What, you got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
Well, people are texting in their advice for Lewis today about his parking issues at his apartment complex with his woman and kids.
There's not enough parking. They
no.
got two cars, one spot.
Not very good at all. Let's start with our queen, Saucy Sandra.
Yes,
the queen of the phones, Saucy Sandra, who said she was listening in North Carolina yesterday on the Odyssey app.
What?
Yeah. I was very impressed with her.
What are you doing in North Carolina?
I'm different, and yes, I sure the heck was.
Woo!
And that lady was not the jerk.
Different segment, Saucy.
I love it that
just
you were listening on the app. The app changed everything. You
Facts.
Couldn't listen to us from anywhere 10 years ago.
Game changer.
I know.
For sure.
It's amazing.
It's so amazing.
Yeah.
All these technological advances that I think about, like, we grew up without cell phones. What the heck is going
on? Get off my lawn while you're at it, saucy.
Right?
Okay, before we age ourselves, let's move on. Yes. The question is, what does he do about the parking, saucy?
I think he should just move. Get out of there.
That escalated quickly.
The saucy guy active in North Carolina. Said, no, we come up with different energy.
You don't want to continue the frustration, and what you continually do is called insanity because you're expecting different results each time.
Yeah,
sure.
But in order to avoid the whole thing, just get up out of there.
Well, somebody said
some other place.
It texted in and said, talk to the apartment management or landlord and see if they can put a rule in that visitors need to be gone by 12 or even earlier.
Can't stay in the spot more than 12 hours.
How can you limit somebody's visitors?
I was going to say,
people do all the time.
Hours would be a good way to do it, not time, because everybody's got a different schedule.
Right.
Because, like, the last time I used visitor spots was when I was dating someone that lived in an apartment. I would go over and I'd park in the visitor spot. You know what I mean?
Yep.
And so, but if I was there every day and people that live there, I'd be mad at that person. I'd be mad at me. I'd be like, get out of the visitor spot.
See, I've even seen complexes that only have visitor parking until a certain time. And then it's like after 9 p.m.,
get out.
Then that's additional parking for some of the residents.
People that live there. Smart.
I lived in an apartment where we got these nasty stickers on our window every single time, and it's like, why are you putting these stickers, and you can't take them
they
off at all, and I
live there.
On your car window.
It's the worst.
Yes, I hated it.
Absolute worst.
It.
Yeah.
I moved.
Saucy says, take my advice. Moved. Do what I did.
I'm out.
Bye. Yep.
All right, Saucy, thanks for calling.
Have a great day, guys.
You too. Bye, Saucy.
Bye. All right, are we going to go to Bren?
Of course.
All right, Bren, you're 11, and I can't even believe you got through again, because what are you going to tell us to do about the visitor spot, Bren?
Bren's a real estate agent. She's on her third purchase property. What
Knock
are you talking
it off.
About? Good morning, Bren.
How are you?
I agree. Talk to the apartment manager or landlord about, like, maybe having a section of the parking lot where you could park there.
But Bren, they would do that if that was the case. We don't have the space.
Mm-hmm.
Bren, when you are living in an apartment one day, you're going to feel us. You're going to think back to this moment. You're going to go, now I get it. There's no space. There's nowhere to go.
And that's why some people don't have cars.
I think we should tow them, Bren, don't you think?
Ooh, Bren.
All of them?
Call the tow trucks? No, she said no. Level-headed, y'all. Be level-headed.
All right, so Bren says make a new parking lot.
Bren says talk to the management.
No!
Talk to the management.
Talk to management and find spots.
Yeah, have them see if they can designate some extra spots for you guys.
Okay.
I like it.
Thanks, Bren.
Bren, have a great day.
Bye.
Listen, I actually agree with Bren, because what I was going to say.
And kids think simple.
Kids
unlike us. We make it complicated, if you want me to be honest.
Way too complex. Mm-hmm. What I thought was, go to your neighbors, start a petition. Because like what Bren was saying, you need to get some of those visitor parking spots
back.
Turned into our parking
spots.
We're
number one. We live here.
Right. You, the visitor, go park on the street.
Ticketed,
towed, hit, or broken into when you're visiting.
I'm the side piece or the main. I'm on the street.
You're on the street. Not me. Not my car.
Whichever I am.
Not my car. Okay? That's what I'm thinking. Start a petition.
It's a bad joke.
Get it signed by everybody in the neighborhood. Take it to management and go, we need those 5, 10, however many spots.
Because when you're struggling and it's like you need a visitor spot, but do you? If the people that live there can't even park, what do you do then?
We pay more than enough rent, and I don't know what they pay for rent. You know what I'm saying? Nowadays, we pay more than enough to where I need at least 2 spots, because most people got at least 2 cars.
You're not wrong, dude. You're not wrong. Amanda is calling in Racine this morning. Amanda. Nice.
Amanda.
Oh, Amanda.
You gotta pat yourself on the back.
You're so funny. We're getting all these texts now. Take it up with the landlord. It's private property, so they're the only ones who can do anything in the parking lot. Otherwise, he's got to suck it up and learn the street parking rules and get a permit. And then Antonia in Oak Creek texted in, I've been in Vegas 2 years. Love listening to you guys on the Odyssey app. And, oh, look at this. I listen every day from South Carolina. I moved 3 years ago and took you with me.
Wepa. Oh, we, hopefully they don't got parking problems.
I know, right? Amanda, hey, you guess yourself, hey. We guess ourselves.
That part. Everybody pat themselves on the back.
What do you think they should do about the parking issue?
So I go off of everybody a little bit. So when I used to date my now husband, I used to be that person that would steal the parking spot, the visitor parking spot.
See?
Yep.
Yeah. Every day.
Yeah, you were the dating girl.
You were the scooper.
And yep. You would come in and yep. Take it. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I made it as if it was my own. And what was funny was there was only two parking spots. So I took one of them. Oh. But eventually I moved in. And then the landlord noticed that and said, okay, well, you can have that parking spot, but you got to pay $25
a month. Hold on. You moved in and kept using the visitor spot. Amanda.
Yes. You got it designated to you.
Hi, it's
yes,
you.
Yes, exactly.
You're the problem. It's you. .7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ, good morning.
Buenos dias, wepa.
We were just talking about how tonight is going to be a very late night for you, DZ.
It is
going
to be a late night.
I didn't realize the Bucks game is at 8:30.
Yeah, well, we're working off of East Coast.
I mean, I know sometimes. I sound like a dinosaur, but I'm like, 8:30?
TV purposes, and since there's so many other games going on, it's the playoffs.
It's the playoffs.
It's the playoffs, baby.
So tonight, we have to win or we're out.
Game 5, baby. Game 5, and we need this.
We need this win.
It's not an option.
And then we can come back and, and win. Oh,
that's
my
right.
Gosh. But you are an in-game host for the Bucks.
Yeah, buddy.
So, like, this is part of your job, too.
Yeah.
You have to be there tonight, and you have said 8:30 tip off. People don't realize, are you allowed to talk about your days when you host a game, like how long you're there?
Yeah, no, it's not like
what time do you get to the get to Pfizer?
I was at rehearsal for tonight yesterday.
People don't realize
people don't know
do this all day. Yeah,
right. Sometimes you just think you like just kind of show up, and some people do. But no, say on game days, for example, tonight's game, it's a 8:30 tip off.
Yeah.
Which means I have to be there at 3 p.m.
at Pfizer to start. That's the start of your work day for the Bucks.
That's the start of my work day for the Bucks for an 8:30 tip off. 3
Ooh,
p.m.
Wait. What do you do from 3 to 8?
3 to 8. So we generally get into some pre show meetings, mm-hmm. pre rehearsal meetings.
You guys practice?
Like they do pre show meetings, pre rehearsal meetings, and then we got a pre rehearsal meeting. You know what I'm saying?
Like a meeting after the meeting. Yeah.
And then more meetings, mm-hmm. right? And then we rehearse some of the elements. You got to think there's cameras, there's lights, there's music.
I was going to say, when
so
I've been to a game and I've seen you, like, you know, your handler races you up the stairs.
My handler?
Whatever they're called. What do you call them?
Stage managers.
A person that works? I call them a handler.
I like it. I like it.
Because it looks like someone's handling you. They're just telling you where to go.
Come
and
here.
You're like, and you, it's like you have to know what you're saying. You have to know the script. You have to know how to use a microphone and talk to the crowd, which you've got.
Mm-hmm.
But they're kind of guiding you up the stairs to where you got to stand in the arena before the cameras are on you.
They clear
it's
the
interesting.
Path.
This is all BTS. Behind the scenes stuff that I need to know for my well-being because I'm nosy.
Because
I'm nosy.
But yeah, no, it's a lot. It's a full production.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can't just show up and do this, right? Everybody's got to be in their place and do their best to do what we got to do, get our job done.
Is it unethical to like ask to be put on like the camera? Like if I go to you and I go, how do I get on the kiss cam? Which I don't want to be on that one because who the hell would I kiss? But like, you know what I mean? Do people come up to you and ask to be on the camera and stuff or anything like that?
Yeah, people say stuff all the time. Hey,
okay.
Hey, I want to play a game. Hey, I want to do this. Hey, I want to do that. Hey, hey, can you give me a t-shirt? Hey, how do I get on the camp? And you're like, hey, I don't know. You got to be lucky.
You're like, good luck. It's like when people go, do you have tickets?
Right.
Do you have tickets? And we go, I don't know. Good luck.
I'm not the guy.
I'm not the guy. I just give them away. I don't have anything to do with this.
I just get the microphone.
Right. Okay, so it's going to be a really late night for you.
It is going to be. I'm not going to lie. It's going to be a long one, y'all.
Well,
but I'm excited for it. I'm ready. I got that anxious energy, but it's that good anxious energy.
Totally.
I'm fired up, baby.
Let's go. The Bucks flags downtown look amazing on the river. Oh, they look so, I've never seen them before.
Up.
They look so good when I was down there this weekend. So.
Waving in the wind. Beautiful.
All right, go Bucks. 8:30 game, and DZ will be tired tomorrow, but hopefully in a good mood because hopefully we'll win and keep it going.
All I know is that anybody going to Pfizer Forum better come correct. Energy right all night long.
Thank you. Only positive or get the hell out.
That
We're not interested. Thank you. I agree. Am I the Jerk is next. A woman wrote us yesterday and wants to know if she's the jerk for not calling her parents for a month.
Hey, yo.
Hold on, though.
Hey, what context, man?
That's what I'm saying. Just hold on and hear her out.
I will.
Before you judge, and then we're totally judging. So am I the jerk is next. And then Pitbull tickets. Don't go anywhere. Find a little something fresh,
I know. Jerk.
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
This might trigger a few people because she wants to know if she's the jerk for not calling her parents for a month.
Sounds bogus already, but...
Hold on, though.
Hold on.
Hold on. Hi, Allie and DZ. My daughter and I listen to your show every morning. She thinks our current family drama would be a good Am I the Jerk? She doesn't think I'm the jerk, but we'll see. Mm-hmm. Okay?
We'll see. We'll see.
So, listen, Anonymous. Here's what she said. Am I the jerk for not calling my father often enough? The last phone call was in regard to his newest grandchild being born, because she gets right into it here. So she's saying the last call was about them getting a new great-grandchild. Then the days got away from me between parenting, grandparenting, health issues, disabilities, and trying to keep my head partially above water. I wasn't calling anyone. At the four-week mark of no calls, one of my kids had a birthday. My parents typically call and sing happy birthday, but this year, my 15-year-old got a text. Mm-hmm. At the six-week mark, I called my parents to wish them a happy religious holiday. No answer. I left a message after my third attempt that day. I tried the next day and the day after that, leaving messages each time. On the fourth day, I had someone drive over and look in the window to confirm that they were both alive because I was worried.
I was going to say, we're wellness check at that point.
A week later, after leaving yet another voicemail, I received a text from my stepmom stating my dad was mad with me because he hadn't heard from me in 6 weeks.
Uh-huh.
Car or no car, a phone call would have been appropriate, she said. I texted back explaining how busy I'd been. I didn't have any good news to share. I also said, you could have called me.
Mm-hmm.
I then mentioned the silent treatment is hurtful. That was a week ago, and they're still not taking my calls. The first 4 weeks may have been partially my fault, but I can't take credit for the last four. For clarification, my vehicle called it quits last November, and I truly can't afford another one. I'm a single parent who struggles to feed everyone and keep the lights on. I used to be able to drive over. This is like a paragraph of excuses.
She got a lot going on.
I believe all this is going on, but all of this is like her going, here's all the reasons I can't call anyone.
Is it relevant,
and I'm
though?
Like, mm-hmm. yes, it is relevant, and it's not because.
Right. It doesn't affect your phone call.
It has nothing to do with you calling.
Right. Yeah. But at the same time, she has tried to call technically. It just wasn't for a month.
She sure did, yeah. So she waited a month.
She waited a month, and now her parents giving her the silent treatment for the next month.
She goes on and says, since my car broke down, I've gotten rides when they've asked me to come over. I've walked miles in poor weather in an attempt to be a good daughter. I'm always trying to do better than the day before. I think it's time for some accountability checks here. I think you just need to say, I haven't called because I haven't called. I do think she's the jerk.
Ooh.
I think that she's making a lot of excuses instead of just saying whatever it is, which is they're not a priority, or I didn't think about it, or I didn't call because I didn't think about you. Or because if you're thinking about people, usually you're calling them. When I forget to call my sister, I'm not thinking about it, dude.
I gotta disagree, man. Sometimes you got a few things going on, and this comes from personal experience where you are thinking about somebody, but you don't call. And it's not it's not anything on them. You just might be a little overwhelmed, right?
That's true.
Or you're not in a good space for yourself.
How long does that go on before you go, okay?
Who knows? I mean, it could be a day, it could
be
a week.
How long do you go, I'm overwhelmed?
It was a month. You know, for her, for Anonymous, right?
Well, and I'm kind of like wondering here, this, it seems like she's got a lot of what's going on here, and she's never even talked to the parents about it.
Right.
In her mind, this is the whole scenario.
She's struggling alone.
I'm like, are they this upset?
Yeah, well.
You know?
And my thought is, she's grown. She's got grandbabies of her own.
Yeah, she's busy.
So, she's busy. She is in her own mode. Maybe she is struggling a little bit financially. But that doesn't mean you don't talk to the people that have always been closest to you, arguably your family.
Fair. I'm the queen of not calling people back. I feel like we all are at this point.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm not going to tell you it's because of 19 excuses. I'm going to say, well, I was busy, and then I forgot, and I moved on with my life. How about that?
You got to own up to it. You got to own up to it.
That's kind of what I'm getting at. There's no real, like, it's no real, just own it. You know, if I don't call you for months and months and you're my family, there might be other issues there. It's not because I'm busy.
Yeah.
A lot of us say I'm busy to avoid also dealing with the problems.
Oh, yeah.
That's where I'm going with that part, you know?
Of course. You know, something that bothers me, though? Parents also haven't called. And I hate that stigma that the child, no matter how old, how grown, or how established, has to call the parent first.
I actually think it should be the other way.
I feel like it sometimes.
Well, yeah, they're the parent.
Right.
Right? Don't they call the kid?
Sure, but
don't they show up no matter what? Don't they support their children even when they think they're being stupid?
That's a lot of the time. That's the imaginary rule, but that's not the rule you got to follow.
Yeah.
This is why it's a moral dilemma, bro. Mm-hmm. Nobody knows, and nobody understands the full situation, but at the end of the day, I'm leaning towards not the jerk here.
You say not the jerk.
Parents didn't call. She's busy in her own. She's probably well overwhelmed and can't elaborate on that.
I don't think she's a jerk for not calling. I think she's a jerk for all the excuses that lead instead of just owning it.
I get that.
And just being like, you know, I got other stuff and it's...
I just can't handle that right now. You could also call me to check in on me.
I need help or something, you know? 414-533-1037. This is going to be interesting because I get both sides. Mm-hmm. I absolutely do. So I can't wait to hear what people say next.
Jerk. 103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
This is a good one and goes a lot deeper than anyone wants to admit because we've all been on one side of this one where you're not called or you're the one who...
Not calling.
Mm-hmm. She wants to know if she's the jerk for not calling her parents for 4 weeks. And now they're 8 weeks out and it's this messy mess.
Now everybody's petitious.
Yeah, everybody's mad about it. So she wants to know if she's the jerk. She has a lot going on. Rachel's in Keewaskum. Hi, Rachel.
Hi.
All right.
Good morning.
We're doing Am I the Jerk? Welcome to the show. Do you think she's a jerk for not calling for a month?
What you think?
I don't think she's a jerk, no. I kind of think that everybody just needs to calm down and, like, just life's tough. Like, just, I don't know, relax, I guess. You know?
Isn't it funny how being too available has made us talk less to people? Remember when you had you would actually not talk to people as much, so you would call them on your phone.
Yeah.
And now we talk to people so much, we feel so fulfilled. It's like, I don't even have the energy to talk to anyone else because I've been connected all day.
True.
I get that side.
That's so
and
true.
I get the not calling. My parents have yelled at me for not calling, you guys. I'll own it. But it wasn't because there wasn't a second in the day I couldn't make it happen. That's the only reason I called her a jerk.
Yes.
Was because I was like, the excuses ain't working
for me.
But
at the end of the day, after calls you needed to make, after emails, after working, after talking to endless amounts of people, you hit a certain point in your day where, like, I'm taxed. I'm
mentally
done.
You're done.
I'm done.
Yeah,
that, I would rather hear that. Yeah,
right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I always at least try to send a text to my mom at the end of the night, whether it be 9 o'clock at night or whatever, because I have two little babies at home, and my main goal through the day is like to get through my day.
Right.
And like at this point, I'm working full time. My husband works full time. You know, and it's just like, my main focus has to be my family right now. Like, I have to put my energy into that. So
where
if
I'm
my
needed
parents,
most.
Whoever,
Rachel,
yes,
when did we get so tired? Like, I feel you. Everybody feels you. Like, when did we get so overwhelmed with life that we're like...
Hands on our knees like, girl, us too. We just trying to make it.
Not fun for anything. Right.
Rachel starts it off, says, not the jerk.
Not the jerk. Yes. All right. Thank you for calling, Rachel.
Thank you.
She's
Bye-bye.
Speaking from experience. And so many people are listening going, we don't have time or we don't have the mental capacity. So
it's not about the time. It's about the way you feel about the time you have, man, and where you just... Sometimes you can't. Sometimes you got to shut it down. Mm-hmm. And a phone call means I'm not taking that nap.
Dude, seriously. Miko's on the phone. We're going to talk to him next. Hey, Miko.
What's up, Papa?
What's up, Nene? How's it going?
Hey, what's going on, Miko?
You know, we're trying to figure out if she's a jerk.
Oh, she's a jerk. I'm sorry. It's like, look, right now, it took me two minutes out of my day, 5 minutes, whatever.
To call us?
Just to call you guys.
Aww.
Everybody has time. Everybody has time. It's whether or not they choose to make the
That's
time.
That's right. There are times in the car, I'm listening to music, and I don't want to talk on the phone. And I could have called somebody, and I didn't. So I get it, you know?
Fair.
Yeah.
Exactly. I am the king of, hey, I'm calling in, seeing what's going on, how you doing?
Okay. Well, I know there was an accident, but anyway.
But no, you busy. Yep. You got stuff to do, and you go, listen, all it took is a check-in. Sometimes we think the conversation is going to go on for an hour, mm-hmm. when all it needs to be is a minute. Hey, mm-hmm. you good? I love you. I'm going to talk to you soon.
Right. That's right. Or a text, even. But that's yeah, it. Especially if they're texting.
But on the knees, just be like, hey, I was just calling to check in. I'm good.
Well, and I just realized the parents texted her kid happy birthday, which means they're texting.
True.
So technically, exactly. you could send a text and say,
yeah.
Look, I'm telling you guys, I said jerk only because of all the 1900 excuses I had to read through versus just being like, I'm overwhelmed, I'm busy, and she's justifying it in her mind, and it's just, it is pretty basic.
It's easier to make excuses sometimes than it is to just go, I just can't, I'm sorry.
I just haven't been a good daughter, and that's all I can give you.
Give the me end. Some grace, right? Yeah. Give me some grace, I love you.
You don't work, I do. Stuff like that when people are old, you know what I mean?
Oh, now we're getting back to Petty.
No, you're right, but you know what I mean.
I get you.
All right.
Miko, we appreciate you, fam.
Let's hope tonight for a Bucks win.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
Let's get
it, baby. We'll talk to you soon, fam.
Bye, Miko.
All right.
Peace.
Somebody texted in, said, yes, she's a jerk. I try to call my mom almost every day. And somebody else said, I haven't talked to my mom in 3 days. After this segment, I'm calling my mom.
Everybody texted mama now, huh?
Aw, you guys. Call. Let's end it with Rose and Kenosha, because we need a tiebreaker, actually.
We're split.
Hey, Rose.
Good morning.
Hey.
All right. Is she the jerk for not calling her parents for a month?
What you think?
I don't think she's a jerk.
Not the jerk.
Let me tell you why. So I'm a therapist,
mm-hmm.
and after COVID, you know, people are so much more overwhelmed mm-hmm. and burdened and even sometimes clinically depressed. Yeah. And I think the excuse that she was making is just part of that.
Yeah.
It's a symptom.
Thank you.
And people are more overwhelmed today. And I think the norm about the children having to call their adult parents it should be changed, because, you know, they can just as easily call. In fact, easier, because they don't have as much going on.
Yeah,
fair.
But I also think it's about the norm in the family. Like, if you call every day, then you call every day.
And there are people that do that in their family, and a lot of people don't. I don't
norms
call
change.
My mom every day. Yeah.
But norms mm-hmm. change, and technological age has brought it into being way more acceptable to just send a text and say,
COVID
hey.
Did that too, as
right.
she's talking about, because
right.
that was when everybody essentially got on social if they weren't yet, and mm-hmm. got online if they weren't yet. There was no time. Time was up.
Yep.
You know, you
yep.
were connected
right.
after that. Yeah.
But her parents would have known that something was wrong with her if she didn't call. So why didn't they call or text and say what's going on? You know, whatever.
The other way.
In.
Why'd they sit
yeah,
back?
I mean,
why'd they sit back
that's
and
like
wait?
What DZ says. Why does she have to call the parent? Why doesn't the parent call her, essentially?
Yeah.
yeah. Although, what do you
totally
say to
great.
This one, though, Rose? Somebody texted in and said the time she took to write into Am I the Jerk, she could have called her parents. Because it was a long... I mean, I had to pull out paragraphs, if you
it
want
was,
me to be
was,
fair.
It was very long.
it was long, y'all. And so I get it where that, too.
It might have taken her 10 minutes to write
yeah,
in.
Yeah, but, dude, you know what? I didn't call my mom yesterday. I watched Love is Blind. Like, I can blame my own self for... You know what I mean? We can all...
Yeah.
We all make choices. You know what I'm saying?
We've been on both
yeah.
sides of the coin.
It's like, but I should have yeah. called her, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah,
see?
She could have texted all that to her parents and been like, this is why I haven't been calling, you know?
Oh.
Why'd she...
I agree.
Why'd she say it to us and not to them? Dang,
right.
Rose, you just gave me chills.
Because we're nosy and we like to get in your problems.
And it's easier to tell other people than the ones that you're affecting.
Yeah. Well, she's avoiding them. As we, you know, we already know she's avoiding them at this
right.
point, and that's why she's emailing us and not them.
Right. And I mean, what are we yeah. telling Rose? She's a therapist. She knows.
Well, and honestly, if they're that old, they'd probably love a letter. Write the letter.
give them a
handwritten letter.
Send them something in the mail.
They'd think it was cute.
Yeah. They probably would.
Rose works it out for us. Not the jerk today.
Bye, Rose. Thank you for calling.
Right, bye-bye. Thanks.
Have a great day.
She had great. great input. She's basically saying these are all symptoms of the bigger problem, which she's struggling, you know, whether it's depression or mental health stuff. Like, she's got too much going on.
Way too much. Yep.
Yeah. All right. Well, not the jerk today for not calling your mom.
That works.
Let's give away Pitbull tickets.
Speaking of working some out.
So excited.
3 to 5. Dolly. It's Dolly time.
Let's go. 414-533-1037. Caller 30. You're going to see this guy and T-Pain at AmFam Amphitheater at the end of August. Cannot wait for this show. It's going to be so fun. 414-533-1037. Good luck. Tomorrow. 103.7 Kiss FM. Good morning, Allie and DZ.
Buenos dias, huepa.
Buenos dias. We're giving away these tickets to see Pitbull and T-Pain at AmFam Amphitheater on August 31st.
Gets me excited every time you say it, dog.
Ooh, Summer is calling from Sheboygan Falls. Summer, I've been waiting for you.
Morning. We've all been waiting for Summer. You're here. Good morning.
Hey, Summer.
Good morning.
You never heard that joke before. Girl, if your name's Autumn.
She said, man, y'all don't get y'all corny selves up out of here, man.
Summer, you're going to see Pitbull.
Hey.
Awesome. Thank you. I'm excited.
You're so welcome. Him and T-Pain going to be at AmFam Amphitheater on August 31st. This is going to be the funnest show.
Pitbull Live's got to be insane.
My sister said it's the best concert she's ever been to because all you do is dance and sing and you know every song and you don't even know you know every song. And even if you don't, you think you know the song.
You know every song. And if you don't know every song, you just say Dale the whole time.
She just said it's just a party, you know?
Mystery of Fire.
There's no slow song, okay? There's no slowing down at a Pitbull concert.
If you came to sit down at Pitbull, don't go.
Go to Adele.
Don't go.
Go to Adele.
Okay? Okay? And listen, Summer, you sound like the type that's ready to party, especially at Pitbull. Who are you bringing with you to this party?
I'm going to bring my husband, Zach.
Ooh, no, shout out to Zach.
She lost me at husband. No, I'm just kidding. Just kidding. I'm teasing.
Allie thought she was going to get a girl's night.
Damn. No, I think that's great. Yeah.
Maybe. We'll see if he backs out, I'll bring a friend.
She dropped. She said maybe.
I mean, now that you said girl's night.
It's my girl. All right, Summer. Hold on. You're going to see Pitbull. Congratulations.
Thank you.
You're welcome. We'll have another chance tomorrow around the same time.
Same place. Wow.
Same time, same place. You know where to find us. And if you don't, get on the Odyssey app because you don't have to be near a radio. The phone is your radio now, people. We've evolved with technology. AUDACY, that's the app to listen to us from anywhere. Even Antonia listens in Las Vegas. Hey, girl. And I can put you in. Somebody knows you, DZ.
Somebody knows me?
Well, a lot of people know you, but somebody really knows you. 103.7 Kiss FM. And they came up to me at a bar the other day and started talking to me about you.
Random?
And I said, well, tell me more.
Tell me more. Tell me more.
I wasn't even drinking. I was there for lunch. But everything's a bar restaurant in the state, you know?
In Wisconsin.
Yeah. So it's Friday afternoon, actually. And it's funny because today's Tuesday and I totally forgot to tell you about this until today.
This is like a week old.
I know. But I ran into them on Friday and then I went out the weekend and forgot to tell you yesterday when we got back to work. But I was out to lunch on Friday with my friend Shelly.
Shout out Shelly,
my girl. And she and I were getting ready to leave and we stood up and she goes, I got to go to the bathroom. And I said, well, I'm just going to go because I got to go run some more errands before I go get my kids.
Oh, y'all drove separate. Got it.
We do the hug inside and then all of a sudden she goes, are those guys talking to you? And I turn, there's a table full of dudes calling my name. And I'm like, hello.
Hey, Allie, come here.
I'm like, wait, huh?
So hey, yo, Allie.
I immediately ignore her and turn around.
Say, okay, bye. Okay, bye. You're going to the bathroom, right? Okay,
literally,
bye.
Literally, I walked off and I went over to the table.
Have a good day.
And I pulled up and there were four dudes. And I go, were you guys calling me? And they were like, yeah. And I'm like, oh, hey.
Well, I'm here.
It turns out they're all married. Never mind. But not the point. But they were calling me because they know you.
They know. Who did you see?
That's what I mean. But here's where the story gets really funny. So the first guy that came that said something, I walk up and I go, hey, what's up? Did you call me? And he goes, yeah, I met you in Muskego at my son's baseball thing. And I went, Baseball. I'm like scanning my head and I can't play. And I go, fundraiser I did. I remember that for youth baseball in Muskego. That was a few years ago.
Boom.
And I'm like, I do remember that. How are you? And he's like, yeah. He's like, actually, my friends, somebody's friends with DZ's wife. And then it turns into this like telephone.
I know somebody you know that knows and you know.
And I looked at him and I said, listen, unless you give me names, I'm going to go back to DZ and I'm going to say something like this. Hey, DZ, I met somebody who's friends with your wife that knows somebody that knows your wife, and they might be a cousin, but I can't remember. And maybe they went to college together, but I don't really remember what he said.
Good
he
story.
He said he knows your wife, and that. And I told him that that would be your response. Good story, Alex. Good story. Alex. I said that to him. And I go, so if you don't give me your name, this story's going to suck when I tell DZ, and he's going to be so annoyed with me. So I wrote down Brian and Sabrina.
Whoa!
That's all I wrote down.
What?
Do you know them?
Yes.
Okay, well, he knows Brian and Sabrina, I think.
Know them so well.
I don't
Sabrina think... was just at our house this weekend.
Yeah, he said.
What's crazy? That's crazy.
That's why I'm telling you, because he told me this, and I said, I will go back and tell them and have no clue, and he's going to be annoyed when it's actually somebody they know. See? And you did.
Listen, me and my wife have known Sabrina since middle school. Mm-hmm. Sabrina and Brian mm-hmm. live in Illinois. We've known them for a very long time.
He did. Say that. See, now it's all coming back
right.
as you're putting
and now I'm putting the pieces together.
Because when I wrote it down in my notes and look today, I go,
What is this?
I looked and I go, was he Brian? I was like, what the hell?
That I'm wasn't like, Brian.
Who was I talking to? What was he, Brian?
That's
was Sabrina
crazy.
His wife? No, I don't think so. But again, good story, Allie. But we meet so many people that
yeah.
when people say, my friends, so-and-so's
friends,
friends
friend.
With this, I'm like, good
huh?
story. But he, they know you,
that's
obviously.
Why. No, they know us. And they must
yeah.
know more than enough to know you
yeah.
to know me. Because quite frankly, mm-hmm. Sabrina was my wife's maid of honor
oh.
at our wedding.
Well,
like, Sabrina's my wife's best friend.
Then this guy was credible. Whoever this guy at the bar was that I met for the second time, he's very credible, apparently.
He's valid.
He's valid.
I haven't met him, but he's valid.
He's valid. Everyone's married, unfortunately, but they're all, you know, no. But it was funny. It just turned into this funny story.
No,
so I had to tell you.
When you run into random people and people mm-hmm. that know people that you know.
And that I can't connect the dots if you don't write it down for me. Like,
you're
like I'm
what?
Like, what?
It's like when I met my dad's accountant in Milwaukee.
What do you mean?
My dad doesn't live in Milwaukee. He lives in Illinois.
Yeah.
We were out and about. I was watching the World Cup. It was a few years back now
uh-huh.
when Colombia was playing.
Yeah.
And I went out, hit up, what was it? The Nomad.
Nomad.
Because they
uh-huh.
had the huge watch
on Brady
party.
Street.
Dog.
Love
they,
Nomad.
So
mm-hmm.
we was out.
Mm-hmm.
watching a game,
mm-hmm.
strike up a conversation.
At a bar, randomly.
In a sea of people
mm-hmm.
with this group of Colombians. In a sea of people, mind you, like 400 people. Start talking and, you know, just chit-chatting and randomly guy goes, question, man, do you know Angel? And I went,
Angel?
Angel what?
You're like, well, I'm Hispanic. I know a lot of angels, so what's
right,
the last name? Right, exactly.
Angel what?
No way, it was your
My
dad.
Father.
Stop it.
It's his accountant. All of a sudden,
you're
I'm standing
randomly in a bar and somebody goes, is your dad Angel?
I know your dad.
And he doesn't live in Milwaukee.
And my dad doesn't live in the mill. No, my dad lives a state away.
Crazy.
He's like, yeah, wow, what small world. And I'm like, yeah, get smaller by the day. I'm a go now.
Oh my God. You're like, see you later.
See you later.
You're like, and did my dad have any money? Did he hide any money from us? What kind of work did you do?
Talk to me.
Tell
me
about the bills.
I didn't know my dad needed an accountant.
That's random.
Well,
random encounters, I'm telling you that it happens to people for sure. We can see your texts and we'll keep reading them. But I had to share that where you just run into somebody and they know somebody you know. And it's just weird. What a small world. And the fact that I ran into that guy on Friday, you know, at lunch, and that he's literally brings up your wife's best friend.
Who's at our house.
What a small world.
I don't think they knew that.
Yeah.
What
no. He didn't know that.
The world gets smaller by the day.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy.
Small world. Well, there you go. Just sharing.
Just a little something.
Basically, Sabrina and I are best friends. Tell Aaron.
And I'll be damned if I cannot dance with you. Baby, pour that sugar and liquor on me too. Spurs, boots. Solagenic, photogenic.
Shoot. Apparently, I missed the party, and I'm here to join on everybody. 103.7 Kiss FM.
What party?
The party online when we're giving out our Venmo. It's Allie and DZ, and you know what I'm talking about because this weekend I saw two. I saw it twice. I saw one girl who was in Mexico for her birthday post, buy me a drink. And she put her Venmo online, and I went, well, that's bold.
Very.
Are we doing that now? And I thought, that's for all the dudes. And of course, she's in her bikini. So I'm like, oh, is this what we do? We get in a swimsuit and put it online? And because no women are sending that. It's all dudes replying to that. Let's be
you
real.
You ain't sending her five for
no.
a drink?
No. Give me your own drink. Girl, please. And then, because if I'm not invited to the party, I'm not buying you a drink. Yeah. Thank you. And then the second one I saw was our very own Julia, who's on after us.
The homie, yeah.
I'm calling her out. I should have made her be on the air with us. She posted that she was at a bachelorette party and she put up the bride's Venmo and said, buy the bride a drink. So to see it twice in one weekend made me go, did I miss the Venmo? We're putting our Venmo online party.
This is a thing now?
I mean, who needs OnlyFans? just put it on Venmo.
I got Venmo fans. What you talking about?
I was like, and people, how much are they sending?
I
want to know these things. See? So have you seen this now where I feel like I didn't evolve with it?
I've seen it. I haven't seen it personally from people I know.
Right.
But I've seen it, for example. Oh, actually, that's a lie. I have. I've seen it on cars.
Yeah.
Where they'll write it on road trips. Buy us a drink.
Oh,
spring break, buy us a drink.
People are not shy.
Not shy at all.
Wow.
The boldest and bravest I ever saw. I was watching TV. It was college football. Might have been a year or two back now.
Yeah.
But I was watching, and they do the pregame stuff where they let the crowd kind of hang out in the back. If you watch sports, you know what I'm talking about. But people bring signs.
Yeah.
You know people at public events.
100%.
Whether concerts or sporting events, they bring signs. Hi, Mom.
Yeah.
Will you marry me?
Yeah.
One guy brought the sign that said, buy me a beer, and had his Venmo. And I went, dang, that's kind of bold. It was one of the first times I had seen that. I was like, I kind of like that.
Yeah.
So I went on Venmo. I was about to send this guy $5.
Yeah.
I was like, I'll buy you a beer, my boy. I'll get you a pap.
Sure.
It's like, I got you. College, yeah? I get it, man.
And?
You're college and broke.
Did you do it?
No, because when I looked on, I scrolled. This man had fives, tens, 20s.
He was making a ton of money.
Some dude sent him 50. I did quick numbers. Like, okay, I started adding it up myself just to see when people started sending. Buddy had close to $400 or $500 ready to go. You don't need my money
if
now.
This, I would do this, but it's so unethical with our position. Like, I'm not going to try this, but I would die to hear how much people make. I want to do it for my own personal, but I'm going to have a friend do it to see how much people actually get, because it's completely wrong for us to ask for money being in our position. But I'm dying to know if this works and how much people get.
I know it does, and I know it would, because I've jokingly said, let me hold five. This is my Venmo. And people have seriously texted us and been like, I'll send DZ some money, I'll send you $5.
Right.
I'm like, no.
Okay.
Like, when I had my car trouble, when my account got broken into, I was like, dang, you know, I was like, that sucks. Now everything's limited. People straight up were like, hey, I'll send you some bread. What's your Venmo? Well, yeah. I'll hold you down. Dude, people are
send it.
They'll send it.
I'm blown away. Somebody texted in. I've seen it. It's tacky AF. If you can't afford to go out, don't go out. See, because I got torn in between, ew, like my first thought, because I saw it twice this weekend, people asking for money for birthdays or bachelorette parties, my first thing was cringe. My initial reaction was, ew, honey, just go get an OnlyFans, girl. Like, the second one was, wait, are we all doing this?
I went,
never mind. Don't get an OnlyFans.
Get a sugar daddy like the rest of us.
Fine. But it was just interesting because it seems to be allowed and not tacky, even though my first reaction was that.
Would you say for you is more bold or brave? Because for me, it's more brave.
Brave means you did something hard other people don't want to do. I feel like that's the easy way.
Are you kidding me? Like, that's brave to go, hey, everybody send me some money, because you're putting yourself
out there. I think it's more bold.
It's more bold.
I don't know. I want to hear from people who either have done it or know someone that has done it and how much money they made, seriously.
That'd be crazy.
Or maybe you've just seen it and it makes you cringe. Or maybe you see it and you're like DZ, where you're like, I'll send you some money. I think this is creative and smart. And why not?
I respect it.
Why not?
Not karma. Gonna lie. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, I get it.
If people are willing to send you some money, why not?
I'm trying to be open-minded. That's what I'm saying. Like, my first initial reaction, I'm trying to be more, okay, maybe this isn't tacky. Maybe we're all doing it.
It is a technological age. I mean, what's the difference that when you are out, say, back in the day, and at the bachelorette party, and you go up to a random stranger and go, it's her bachelorette, buy are you going to buy her a drink?
That's even worse because he can't run.
And dude's like, I guess.
What's the difference? There's no difference. See, I'm trying to be open-minded and you're convincing me. You're giving me a different perspective.
Let's go.
And whoever said it's the difference in generation, you're probably right. But hello. 414-533-1037. We're going to talk to you and take your calls and texts next. Somebody texted in and said, kind of cringe, but for birthdays, I'd rather send someone some money for a drink instead of spending my social energy with friends of theirs that I don't know. Have a few shots for me on me.
Ooh.
That's fair.
That's a spin.
I was saying this weekend, I saw two people post their Venmo accounts, and the first one was, hey, I'm in Mexico for my birthday, send me a drink. And the second one was our very own Julia, who's our midday girl. She was at a bachelorette party, and she said, send the bachelorette a drink. And I was like, wow, two Venmos in one weekend. I guess that we've evolved into sharing our Venmo online and saying, send us money. And screw it. If this is what we're doing, I'm in.
But then I said, I mean, think about it on the flip. There's no difference in... Honestly, it might be better to do it this way than to walk up to a stranger at a bachelorette weekend party, whatever, and go
and pressure him.
Pressure, hey, get the bride to be a drink. Don't you want to get her a drink? No, that guy doesn't want to buy her a drink.
Yeah, no. But something about it when I first saw it made me cringe a little. Because I went, you know, you just posting yourself hot and then asking for money from dudes, really. Is this what we're doing? I don't know. Jamie's in South Milwaukee.
It's the new tradition.
It's the new tradition.
Good morning, Jamie.
Hey, Jamie.
Morning.
All right. What do you think when you see people put their Venmos up and say, buy me a drink or buy my friend a drink?
Right.
Personally, I think it's tacky, but I think there's loopholes around it.
Oh,
so like if your friend is going to post like it's her birthday or because of the bachelorette party, all right, you're not the one actually asking.
Oh.
But if you're putting yourself out there, like I've seen
like
a
the
woman
Mexico
do this
one.
For her birthday, her birthday, and literally say, send me money for my birthday. And I'm like, ew.
No. Okay, that's fair, Jamie. And Jamie's young, so you can't even say it's generational.
No.
Like, we're having two different... She's in her 20s, I'm in my 40s. We have two different... Same opinion, kind of.
Well,
but she's right. Julia was not tacky when she did it because it was for her friend's bachelorette. But
right,
the first girl would have been because all she did was put herself in a swimsuit and say, send me a drink.
Money.
Which is kind of like saying to dudes,
you're
really
putting yourself out there.
Yeah.
The other point, I go like, well, if somebody's stupid enough to send me money, bet.
All right. That's the other thing that
Thank you, Jamie.
Like, that's where I go in my mind, too. Like, you want to give me money? Fine.
It's brave
but
in
I
that
just,
shameless
I
moment.
I can't. I can't. Like, I know DC was saying brave and bold, but I'm just like, unless it's something like emergency, even then, I'm just like, no, I will go to the end of earth before I go to that last straw to ask people for money.
Yeah. Honestly, even in an emergency, I do think I'd rather figure it out by other means than to go, hey, can everybody I know send me $5 to help me get home or something?
Right.
Listen to
so
this.
So I think there's like little loopholes, but other than that, I just think it's tacky.
Jamie.
I love it. She's got a great spin.
She does have a good point because it's like it's doable within the boundaries.
As long as it's not you.
Right. Somebody texted in and said, I'm 35 and I bartend downtown on the side. So, you know, I'm not above doing what I need to do for some fast cash, but this is an ick for me.
Yeah.
Interesting.
New ick unlocked.
Well, new ick unlocked. Putting your Venmo online. Or is it?
All of a sudden, it's not okay to do a little something strange for some change, huh?
Seriously? Right?
Now we got morals, huh?
Now that you're being honest. You're not wrong, DZ. You're not wrong.
Oh,
all right. Well, Jamie, thanks for calling. Make sure you hit me up when I put my Venmo online later.
Send her
five. See, for you, I know you. I would buy you a drink. Aww. But if I don't know you, you're getting the bare minimum of a happy birthday on Facebook. And that's because they reminded me it's your birthday.
And Jamie, that's right. And you know what? Because I know you, you would be invited. And I wouldn't expect you to Venmo me. Because you know what? If this, like I said, if I didn't get invited to your birthday, don't send me a Venmo request on your Instagram story, girlfriend.
Y'all are tripping.
Amen.
Listen.
Amen.
If you posted your Venmo, I'm going to send you a request for five. Because I know you got bread now.
Somebody said next people are going to be asking for rent. Sheesh.
You know what? That's the move. The Uno reverse. I know you got some money. Uno so how about reverse. You Venmo me back?
Let me hold something. Come on now.
You guys.
Jamie, we'll talk to you later, fam.
Such a great topic.
Bye. Guys.
Bye. Somebody said, I think it's tacky. If I don't know you, I'm not buying you. Also, my friend knows a person who keeps the money and puts it towards things for their house. That's what I'm saying. Like, you are, even though they're going to buy themselves drinks, let's say, or a bachelorette, you don't really know where they're putting that money. Like, I can send you $5, but that doesn't mean you're going to go buy a drink like I told you to. You may go
pocket it
to Quick Trip and buy cigarettes. I don't know. I'm just making things up.
Well, it's my $5 now. Smoke, don't worry about what I do with it.
That's a horrible analogy, but you know.
I know what you mean, though. You send somebody enough money, they're not going to waste that at the bar. They're not going to buy a round for everybody to make sure all that money gets used appropriately.
And if they do, they're dumb. I rest my case.
I'm putting that towards rent, too.
Come on.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.